"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, maybe you missed the show because you had something else to do.
What?
Don't really understand that.
What could be more important?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's no excuse. But we are compassionate, and we have John and Ken On Demand, the podcast, posted after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app.
Something never
We're
said.
So
we are compassionate.
We give Steve Gregory regular work.
Compassionate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, look at that.
Especially towards you, Steve. Always compassionate.
That's right. Wait,
if anyone ever actually knew our history.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
I don't know. Well, how are you, Steve?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
You're warm.
Oh, good.
You're warm and cuddly to me, Steve.
Well, why not? Ooh. I mean, I don't have Ken here. I mean, I got to be warm and cuddly to somebody.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah. A little friction between you two?
Only for 18 years.
All right. So
we're going to talk about no bail. It's exciting news.
So these are, to me, these are serious crimes that they're no longer going to have bail for. Like somebody steals my car, I want him holed up for a while till he comes up with some bail money. Not even a dollar.
Not under this new bail schedule that starts October 1st. Now, I don't know what you're looking at, but I received a letter from the Los Angeles County Police Chiefs Association. And this is their analysis of this new law that takes, and it's a countywide thing, that takes effect October 1st. And what this memo was doing that went out to all the members, and just so you know, the membership is of every police department in the county of Los Angeles. Every chief of every department in LA County is a member of this organization. So you got to think that there's a lot of people that have to know what's going on here with this new bail schedule, because this will impact every member of law enforcement in the county of Los Angeles.
So this group of law enforcement agencies agree or disagree with this?
Well, it's written in a very interesting way. It's basically, they have no say in it. I mean, they can lobby and they can give their input, but at the end of the day, it's lawmakers that make the decision, and law enforcement just has to comply. So, I'll jump to the last paragraph to answer your question. This represents a significant change in protocols for all law enforcement agencies in Los Angeles County. The LA County Police Chiefs Association remains committed to the safety and security of our communities. We'll continue to work within the procedures set forth by the Superior Court of Los Angeles County, and as a profession, make recommendations for improvement at every opportunity.
Oh, you know, I'm so sick of the gobbledygook PC woke language. Why don't they tell the truth? Why don't they say, hey, this is not going to make a difference, everything's great, or this is the worst policy they could have come up with? Well, I mean, what does that mean? That is just that is diarrhea.
John, simmer down. So go back.
No.
Diarrhea.
No. Here's the thing. You got to remember, this is going to the membership.
Yeah.
And so the membership understands. It's not going to the public. So they understand internally. They all know what's going on. But what they're having to do here is they have to give tangible and they have to give realistic examples of what this new law is going to be. So that's what this is, more of an informational
I know, but the public needs somebody advocating for us, and maybe all law enforcement agencies would be the perfect partner.
Which is why this ended up in my lap.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Because it sounds like surrender, that language.
Well, they can't surrender. I mean, these are people making laws. They don't make the laws. They only
don't make the laws, but they can scream bloody murder when the legislators make bad laws.
This came from a judge, did it not?
Yeah, it was the Superior Court of Los Angeles actually approved a set, but with the blessing of the Board of Supervisors.
How does this work? Hard. He's got total control over screwing up the county? Or can the supervisors overrule him in any way?
Well, Superior Court, like your presiding judge, they have say over how the bail schedule works. Because the bail schedule, as long as they're following state statutes, they don't have to worry about...
So the legislature could do something about this, but of course they won't because they're pro-criminal.
So let me tell you what's going on here. I want to just run this through before I run out of time on here. There are three types now, three possible actions by law enforcement for an arrestee's release. There's a cite and release, a book and release, or a magistrate review. Capital offenses like murder and special circumstances and some felonies are not eligible for the zero bail release.
For now.
So, take, for instance, this is the example that they put in this memo. As an example of this change, a person arrested for false imprisonment under this new protocol would be eligible for book and release.
False imprisonment?
Yes. Okay, what would be a false imprisonment crime? Like, what would be the circumstances?
False imprisonment would be like...
it's like taking somebody hostage.
Like taking somebody against their will and holding them in a room or in a car or something.
But that's not kidnapping.
No, there's different levels of kidnapping.
Right. Yeah. False imprisonment is in the kidnapping family.
Yeah, it's a lighter. It's kidnapping light.
Kidnapping light. Oh,
kidnapping light.
And there's no bail for that.
So under this
some guy could grab me off the street, throw me in the car, no bail.
So a person arrested for false imprisonment under this new protocol would be eligible for book and release. Under the previous bail schedule, their bail amount would be $50,000.
That sounds about right.
Likewise, a person arrested for theft of an automobile is eligible for book and release, while under the previous bail schedule, their bail amount would have been $35,000.
Okay, yeah, so
I like the next sentence here, Steve. In summary, most arrestees will not be held in custody, but instead released immediately.
Right. So the guy can steal my car, and he's not going to spend a minute in jail.
Yes.
What does he get? He gets a ride to the booking station, and then they let him go.
Right. Unless, if it's a book and release, that's an arrest.
Uh-huh.
If it's a cite and release, that's just a ticket.
A ticket. I see.
Yeah.
I've seen what happened in New York City. New York City, they had a similar law, and it was the same guys stealing stuff all day. They were constantly getting booked and released and booked and released.
Because there's no consequences.
And they were getting caught a half a dozen times a day. Some guys had gotten caught hundreds of times.
Yeah. Like the pandemic. During the pandemic?
Well, who wants that? No, seriously. What's the point of this?
The Superior Court apparently wants it.
Who's in charge of the Superior Court? Who's the Chief Justice? What's wrong with him or her?
Well,
who are these people? Nobody wants car auto thieves to get no bail. Nobody does.
Yeah, you remember, again, during the pandemic, remember that revolving door? And that was that one guy that had been back seven times for theft, for auto theft?
Oh.
Remember that? And then finally, when it went back into...
Yeah. It's a stupid policy.
Because auto theft, John, is a non-serious, non-violent crime.
To me, it's a serious crime car is gone.
Remember, this is all part of a reform package.
No. Reform is a crap word. That's another one of these euphemisms they use to cover up their anarchy.
It had been suggested that, this was a disproportionate slight or blight, if you will, on people of color. This is why.
That's because if they can't afford the bail, it's not fair that somebody wealthier can.
If they steal the car, then they're guilty. I don't care what their color is. They stole the car.
Now, in some cases, suspects arrested for certain crimes with pose an increased risk to the public will be referred to an on-call magistrate. So, let's say somebody, you know, certain crimes, that's increased risk, that's, I don't know, peeping Tom or something like that. So they'll call an on-call magistrate. That person will have discretion to determine the appropriate release terms and conditions. Now, some of those examples of release by magistrate may include prohibitions against committing crimes, sending text messages to remind the arrestee to appear in court.
And sending text messages? Are you serious? Show me that. Show me that.
Hold on, let me find
Sending text messages?
Sending, right here. Last
Like to
last
remind sentence. You of a restaurant reservation?
Last, where I just parenthesized there.
Hmm. Some examples of release conditions include sending text messages to remind the arrestee to appear in court. Well, and then what if he doesn't respond to the text? What if he blocks the texts?
Yeah, replies and for no.
That's right.
What is this?
Like confirming an appointment in a barbershop.
Was this open table? I mean,
my point in this is if you read between the lines here, and I'm trying my best.
I'm trying to read between the lines. Really?
This organization is telling people this is stupid. This is what this organization is doing.
Why don't they put out a release that says this is stupid?
Because remember,
we're going to send texts so that the car thief can remember to go to court.
Police chiefs are appointed. They're not elected. They don't have the same kind of latitude that a sheriff does, who's an elected person. They don't have the same kind of voice. They don't have
the
soapbox.
Yes, they do. They just have to. Yes, I'll buy them a soapbox and they can stand on it. I'll buy them a microphone.
Are you going to pay their salary when they get fired?
They're going to get the people who would fire them ought to get fired. The county supervisor and the mail and city council, they're the ones who ought to get fired.
Well, I'll text.
Holy
I'll
crap.
Text, I'll, this text is a you to re, I'll text
this,
you to remind
this
you.
This is a disaster.
So this is October 1st, right,
yeah,
Steve?
Yeah, October 1st, and this is a countywide thing.
All hell breaks loose.
You know what? I think people should sell their homes and move. This is ridiculous. So if a guy breaks into your house and steals your computers, your music equipment, right? Your televisions.
Right.
Well, what is that?
Well,
is that a freebie too?
It's a property crime, probably.
These new release terms, law enforcement must cite and release or book and release arrestees in nearly all theft offenses.
No!
Vehicle code violations and crimes against property such as petty theft and vandalism.
No!
Offenses involving guns, sexual battery, crimes against children, with intent to commit sexual offense are examples of offenses subject to a magistrate review, that on-call magistrate. So if you think about this other here, the smash and grabs, all cite and release.
Okay, but the magistrate review, he's not compelled to give those criminals.
That's why it said discretion.
Discretion.
You press a button on the wall and a little magistrate comes out. Hello.
What if he doesn't answer his phone?
Well, then you text him. A reminder to show up.
He might be on call a lot.
He might be in a motel room with a hooker.
Get that open table app open.
Oh, my God.
So I thought you'd like this.
Yeah, thanks.
We do. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks. I got to
You always
this
bring
city.
Good stuff and this, exciting, this is depressing it. Stuff.
I want names. Who's the judge?
It says Los Angeles County Superior Court, but I saw there was a judge. Yeah. I thought that was mostly involved in this decision.
Yeah, it's
this came out in July.
Presiding judge of the LA County. I'll get you that.
John will find it.
I'll just Google the word idiot. I'm sure his photo will show up.
We got more coming up. John KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I got to reboot.
The Moistline is coming back in 3 days. We have not played Moistline callers. This Friday will be 2 weeks. Leave your message on the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Were you able to obtain the name of this presiding Los Angeles County Superior Court judge that is responsible for no bail in the county coming October 1?
It seems to be Samantha Jessner.
That's not the name I remember, but maybe it is.
Well, up until the fall of 2022, it was Eric C. Taylor.
And
depending on what website you're on, you get different information.
That's probably on purpose. They don't want you to track this decision.
So
this story came out in July, because I just looked it up, and But it didn't have a name, but it said in July it was now going to be the effective October 1st to be a lot of no bail situations in Los Angeles County and an order from the Los Angeles County Superior Court. And but I remember seeing this story back in July, and I thought I saw a male judge's name attached to it. But
well, maybe this was written up by the previous guy. Ray, we got to get a definite ID on who the presiding judge is. And are they responsible for this, or is it some other committee? Or is it the County Board of Supervisors? This is an atrocity. And you know what? These people ought to be recalled. They ought to be kicked out of office. So now a guy can break into your house and steal whatever he wants, and there's going to be no bail?
Yeah. I mean, the joke is the revolving door. If they arrest him, they'll just cite him and send him back out.
That's not even a door.
That's not even a door. I don't know. It's more like a hinge, a little...
It's a turnstile? It's a turnstile, yes.
And they call it turnstile justice, right? You turnstile in, you turnstile right back out again. All right. So we've been hearing more and more stories lately about people fighting back. Of course, the famous one, the 7-Eleven, where the two clerks beat the shoplifting thief with a stick.
Yes.
And it happened again at another store. This, though, is probably my favorite from this round of people want to do something about crime. And we have to go to Napa County. Napa County. Apparently, a 61-year-old man, they not identified him, went outside his home to check on a circuit breaker because the power went out in his residence, which is, you know, if you watch any horror movie, very suspicious, right?
Yeah.
He's outside, and he sees some weird guy on his property, a 33-year-old man by the name of Andrew Dixon. According to police, the two had never met before, but Dixon is standing there on the guy's property. So maybe he's the one that cut the wires? I don't know. So the 61-year-old confronted him. What are you doing on my property? He pulls out a knife and stabs the victim in the back.
Ooh.
They get into a fight. They wrestle. Here's the best part. The 61-year-old man pulls that knife out of his back and stabs this guy right in the chest. Yes. That is one tough dude.
All right.
He reached around, pulled that knife out of his back, and stabbed the attacker right in the chest. Didn't kill him, unfortunately.
Oh, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard. That is wonderful.
That is the best. I wish I knew this guy's name, man. I'd like to send him a gift. Maybe his own knife.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
The stabbing brought the perpetrator Dixon to his knees. He remained subdued until the cops arrived. Both men, though, have been treated for non-life-threatening injuries. They're both going to recover.
The police cited him and released. Released the guy. Yeah.
Well, it says here he's on jail, suspicion of attempted murder, elder abuse, and assault with a deadly weapon. No, John, in custody without bail in Napa County.
Is that right?
Well, this was a physical violent offense. So that you have not to, stealing a car.
You have to end up with a knife in your back before they put them in jail, huh? Wow.
That old expression, you know, if life, you make lemonade, if it gives you lemons.
That's right.
If somebody puts a knife in your back, you pull that knife out and stab them with it in the chest.
He's wrestling the guy and he's thinking, man, if I just had a weapon. Wait, there's a knife in my back.
Hey, let me do a reach around. That's pretty funny. You're right. Wait, let me think. Oh, yeah. There's a knife in my back. We shouldn't laugh, but this guy did an incredibly brave thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought to do that. I just would have died.
Oh, you know, I'm looking at this story, and I see something kind of sad, an advertisement. You can go to the Ace Hotel in Los Angeles on Friday and see The Last Monkey. Mickey Dolenz is appearing. Look at that. Yeah, it says the monkey celebrated by Mickey Dolenz. Well, the other three died.
I thought it was, honestly, when you said that, I thought it was some kind of a zoo exhibit.
I did too.
I call it the last monkey, yeah. The last standing monkey, Mickey Dolenz.
It was the last of a species.
Oh, that's just sad because I think Mike Nesmith just died within the last year.
Yeah.
I believe he did, yeah. Yeah, so he's doing a show.
Did you go to the Monkees concert when we were in
Elmira? I did go with you. Yes, I did. I can't remember. I know Mickey Dolenz was there. Was Davy Jones? I think he was.
Yes,
right?
Three of them, I think, were there.
Yeah, Mike Nesmith was not.
Right, there was one guy. Because they had an album out.
I did, I was there with you, yes.
That's right, they had an album out there.
They did, they had a hit that year.
They had a hit record, yeah.
Yeah, they had made a comeback, so they were doing the tour.
I wasn't keeping track. I didn't know they were almost all gone.
You guys going to sing a song together? That'd be really cute.
I am not going to sing a song, no.
No, John does not sing.
I do not sing.
And I don't want to offend him because
you're the only one who asks me to. Nobody else does.
Well, I know, but I know Ken likes to sing. But I figured you went to you like the Monkees. I think it would be really cool to hear you guys do a little duet.
My family doesn't even want to hear me sing Happy Birthday to them.
Oh, you're that bad.
Me to stop. Yes.
Okay. He's right, bad. I can't recall ever hearing him sing either.
I don't.
Like, even in the car. When
no,
we're,
like, I learned early on that.
The shower?
That wasn't a sound. No, I don't sing in the shower.
It's harmful.
It bothers the dog.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And I got to stop showering with the dog.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'm gonna lick you.
Oh,
oh
no!
We have Gavin Newsom, who's doing a great job. We have Eric Garcetti, Hilda Solis, Kevin DeLeon, Wendy Carrillo, because it is a team effort.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader, garnering the nickname America's Governor.
And a very, very special thank you to our governor, no other than Gavin Newsom, because it is this partnership with Joe Biden that makes this come to reality.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
Lester Holt.
How many licks does it take?
I'm going to get to Jimmy Gomez in a second.
A good question. Let's find out.
Hey, you.
Oh, boy. What?
Yeah, you. It's time for your tongue bath.
Ah.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Stick.
This was John Cobalt's idea, this desk. I'm telling you that. But nicely produced there.
It's just my thing.
Director Eric Sklar. You know, it's weird. The tongue bather that we're going to highlight here is actually Newsom. He's not getting the tongue bath. He's the tongue bather. He's giving the tongue bath.
Usually he receives the tongues.
he does. A lot of other state officials like to look up to Newsom and give him the tongue.
And,
but in this case, Newsom is tongue bathing old Joe and Kamala Harris.
Oh, can you imagine?
You can see Biden in the tub like a kitten, and Newsom is applying the tongue bath. Is that what you're imagining?
I'm going to go home.
His hairy body?
That's too much.
He was on CNN with Dana Bash, and we'll play the first clip. Because prepare yourself, man. This is, of course, everyone's asking the same thing. Biden's too old, isn't he? And
if you just ate lunch...
Let's listen to this.
I know you are downplaying concerns about his age, but do you believe that voters don't have any reason to be concerned that he would be 86 years old by the end of his second
term? Voters have every right to be concerned, but I remember Bobby Kennedy said it best, that what the world needs are the qualities of youth, not a time of life, but a state of mind, a quality of imagination. I mean this, I couldn't imagine 3 years ago that this president could accomplish so much in such a short period of time. I mean that. If this political season is all about a celebrity, with all due respect, we had a celebrity for 4 years. It didn't go well. And so I want a seasoned pro that knows how to get things done. I'm a little old-fashioned. I want a guy who produces results. And the results are in. It's been a masterclass. There's simply no administration in my lifetime. It's been more effective producing more substantive results.
So let's stop and really appreciate that tongue bath for Biden. Wow. A masterclass. No one's accomplished more in the first term of their administration than this president. Are you kidding me?
He is a joke. I mean, he is a clown. What a stupid
Is he
thing
hoping
to say.
Then maybe for some kind of appointment?
What?
If
what?
Biden does continue on, what does he want here?
I don't understand, but I mean
he's playing the party line so desperately, it's sad.
That was more than tongue there.
Oh, the qualities of youth. That's what Biden has.
I mean, there's so many things that are disastrous, starting with the massive inflation. Do you know what gas was today for me? Do you know what gas was?
$6 it's hitting.
$6.30.
Wow.
You know what I paid in
huge amounts in the last few days?
I paid in Florida last week $3.40. Now I come here, it's $6. That's $2.
Well, maybe you ought to drive to Florida and fill up and then come back.
I think it would work. $2.90 a gallon difference? $2.90? I got a 20-gallon tank. That's $58 per tank. $58 difference. Yeah. What
Ray
the hell?
Ray asked me if we wanted one of the gas guys on again. I said, he's just going to tell us it's refinery problems.
No, it's not.
Supply problems.
No, it's most of it's taxes. Half of it's taxes. I don't know what the other half is.
Yeah, but those taxes are always there. This run-up is from more than that. We've always got those taxes.
And this empty-headed goon, Newsom, he's going to conduct an investigation into what price gouging? How come nobody?
That's what he's going to do.
How come the oil companies don't gouge anybody in Florida? They only gouge people here. Do you know it's 80 cents higher than Hawaii? They got to drag tankfuls of gasoline 3,000 miles across the ocean, and it's 80 cents cheaper in Hawaii. How could that be?
The last time I checked, the state of Washington passed us, but I don't know if that held up.
We're number one. I checked yesterday. We are number one.
All right, well, here is the other person that gets a tongue bath from Gavin Newsom in the CNN interview, and it's none other than the vice president. Here we go.
Right.
You and Vice President Kamala Harris go way back.
Yep.
You say that you came up together in San Francisco, knew each other.
Before we were in politics.
Before you were in politics. Yeah. I'm sure you saw that former Speaker Emerita, Nancy Pelosi, she heaped praise on Kamala Harris, but she declined to say whether or not she thought that the vice president is the best person to be on the ticket with Joe Biden in 2024. Do you?
Of course she is. The Biden-Harris administration. Masterclass in terms of performance. Bipartisan deals on infrastructure.
He loves this new word, masterclass.
Did he just, on the chips and science.
She's the best choice.
Was he taught it?
By definition, if I think this administration the last two and a half years has been one of the most outstanding administrations the last few decades, and she's a member of that administration, she gets to lay and claim credit to a lot of that success. The answer is absolutely.
What impresses him? The massive inflation rate of the last 3 years?
No idea.
How about like the millions and millions of illegal aliens that are now clogging up all the major cities?
I don't know.
The crime wave going across the country? Like, what the master class in what?
I don't know. It's just a genius term that he loves, and he reached out and he found and he used it in both clips we played.
Right? Did somebody? Does he learn new gobbledygook terms?
He is. Well, again, he's full of tech jargon, and this is just one that was rattling around in his head while he was doing this interview.
But Dana Bash, the potted plant, just sat there, and she couldn't think of anything to say.
She's like, a master moron.
All you have to ask is, well, what about the massive inflation that has cut about 18% into people's budgets because of the massive spending under Biden?
Masterclass.
I don't understand. She sits there like she's got a lobotomy. That's amazing. What a world.
We got more coming up. Tony Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
It's exit bag time. Deborah, do you have my exit bag?
Yeah, let me go get it.
I gave it to you.
Yeah, I know. All right, you ready? Are you sure?
I am ready.
All right.
I won't be back. Deborah Mark has the news.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app has the secret John and Ken on demand podcast. It's the same show, but maybe you missed it. Now you can hear it.
All right. So I did a little digging the last hour into Deborah Mark's mink story. Mm-hmm. Do you know where this comes from, John?
No.
Not far from where we began our careers in radio in Pennsylvania. I'm looking at remember Seelan's Grove? Seelan's Grove, Pennsylvania? Seelan's Grove. Seelan's Grove. S-E-L-I-N-S-T-R-O-V-E.
Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah.
There's Lock Haven here.
I remember Lock Haven.
Williamsport, of course. I used to go down there because that was the closest place to find a mall when we were stuck in Canton, Pennsylvania. Or to go to Elmira, where
it was like 40 miles.
It was still like 40 miles to go, but I was dying to see like a real movie, so I would drive down there every now and then. This is the story that Deborah Mark did that apparently in a place called Rockefeller Township, Northumberland County, Pennsylvania, somebody cut holes in a fence and released thousands of minks.
Yeah.
That's a fur farm near Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
Deborah, don't wear fur.
Deborah has become pro-criminal.
I have.
The minks.
Well, watch what you hope for, Deborah Mark, because there's two problems. By the way, they think it's 6,000 to 8,000 minks got added.
It is a lot, but let's hope that maybe they get corralled into a farm where they are not going to be used for somebody's fur coat.
Okay.
Who's going to do that?
The last time this happened in Ohio, a bunch of them were killed on a highway. Yeah. I guess they tried to cross a busy road, and that was the end of the mink.
You know what? I'd almost rather them get hit by a car
than be turned into somebody's fur. All right.
Wait.
Here comes Eric.
Hold on.
He's calling a timeout from the bench.
You'd rather an animal die.
I didn't say I want an animal to die.
You would rather an animal die than an animal be used for a good in service and be transformed into a coat that could keep someone warm.
Let me explain. The way that they would be killed to be used as fur is far worse than being hit by a car. So that's what I'm getting at.
A car running over a mink is
you're hit right away.
Do you have the sound of a mink getting squashed by a car? Is that in your repertoire? Yeah,
it's true. Several minks were seen dead along a roadway near the fur farm. The other problem, Deborah Mark, is apparently they will go and they will eat people's animals.
Yeah, I know. That is very sad, and I would
be
very upset.
They're telling everybody to keep their small cats and stuff inside because
you're being warned.
The mink will come and grab them.
The minks sound like criminals.
Apparently the mink are very dangerous. Don't approach them because they're very hostile, and they will be a danger to pets.
Okay, but they don't deserve to be turned into somebody's fur coat. I stand by what I say. Take them away where they're not going to be by my dogs or your cats, right? But don't turn them into fur.
You'd rather they be roadkill.
Yes.
Do not go out of your way to catch them or trap them, according to the Pennsylvania Game Commission. They can bite or attack, and they possibly have diseases.
Oh, of course they have diseases. Be aware of. So let's see. They're hostile. They eat your pets. They're filled with disease.
Yeah, because they're smushed, I'm sure.
They're probably
in this
rabid
fur farm. And then they're catching everything that the other minks
so
have.
They deserve just to get squished by a truck on the interstate.
No, I'm saying they're trying to survive in the wild. Right? So if they get hit by a car, not that I want them to, but it's better than God knows how they're going to be euthanized or murdered.
They're kind of ugly little animals, though.
Okay, so because they're ugly, they deserve to be murdered?
They look like just furry rats to me.
Picture this, like the Far Side? The person's cutting a hole in all the minks and going, yeah, yes, we're getting out of here.
Yes.
Jailbreak.
And then we're free.
Here comes the truck.
Yeah, now where do we go, right? Yeah,
whose idea was this?
I'm going to go this way, squash.
Well, they're going to die either way, right? Yeah.
Exactly. But I go with Eric's point. At least it's going to keep people...
They died for a good cause.
That was the first one across the highway, a car hitting a mink.
That's
have a chance of survival. That's really what I'm getting at by being free. So hopefully they don't get hit by a car.
They don't look bright enough to cross the road.
They got a chance at being a hawk's dinner.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was
They just pick them right out of the forest.
All right, well, I still think that's better than what they're gonna suffer in a fur farm.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk once again about the shooting of the sheriff's deputy over the weekend in Palmdale. There's some information certainly concerning the fact that this apparent man with paranoid schizophrenia, who has now confessed to the murders, had a gun. And we now understand the gun was legally purchased. How does that happen, since he's been mentally ill for years, according to his family members? We'll talk to Alex Stone, ABC News, for KFI next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime, on demand, on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit gamebridge.io/parityflex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.